Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. A new climate change research project aims to find a way forward that both supports and protects Ireland's fishing and marine communities. Researchers at Mary Immaculate College will receive €300,000 to investigate the issue as part of the European Union's Blue Economy Partnership programme. They'll team up with fellow scientists from Denmark, Norway and Italy to focus on the development challenges of aquaculture across the bloc. Lead researcher Dr. John Morrissey says our marine areas and the people who work in them need to be protected.
Our coastal communities, they've had a rough time in the last number of decades, and certainly all the projections on climate suggest that our coastal communities are really on the front line. So what we're trying to do in this project is to investigate what the alternatives and the replacement economies, if you like, might be for those areas.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Some of the world's leading climate scientists gathered at Miami Beach in Florida this month for the Aspen Ideas Climate Summit. It's no coincidence that the event was hosted in Miami Beach, as the low-lying coastal region is one of the most vulnerable to climate change of any in the United States. For nearly a decade, the city has already been raising key streets by 2 to 3 feet and installing new storm sewers and dozens of pumps. The city's authorities know it's essential the climate crisis is tackled. Catherine Hayhoe is a climate scientist and says while a lot has been done, major planning needs to take place.
But today we're on a curve larger than any we've ever negotiated in the history of human civilization, and so we have to look ahead. And that's what adaptation resilience is. It's looking at what the conditions will be like for my home, for this road that we're building, for the crops that we're growing, for the water we're allocating. Not just today, but in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, will my home be safe? Will the road be usable? Will there be enough food? Will there be enough water? And in some cases, the answer is, if we continue on our current pathway, no.
Sea levels around Miami have already risen around 9 inches since the 1930s. By 2040, it's predicted levels will rise an additional 10 to 17 inches above where it was in the year 2000. Areas that used to flood once a year are now being inundated 10 to 12 times a year. Catherine says now is the time to start planning for the long-term impacts.
So often people think, well, okay, you scientists, you broadcast meteorologists, you environmentalists, you care about climate change, but I'm not any of those, so why should I care? But the reality is if our kid plays outdoor sports, or we have, you know, a young toddler who wants to play outside in the summer and it's going to be too hot for them to do that, or our insurance rates just doubled in a single year, which happened to many people right here where we are today in Florida. We realize that this is already affecting lives. If they can get it, exactly. So we have to show people that what they already care about, the places, the people, the things they already care about, whoever they are already being affected. And that to care about climate change, you have to only be one thing, and that one thing is not Al Roker, and it's not a climate scientist, though Al Roker and climate scientists obviously care very much. But it's just a human living on planet Earth.
Yep.
And if we can make that connection, that's how we help people see that they're the perfect person to help catalyze solutions wherever they are too.
Odor and noise issues accounted for 90% of all complaints made to the Environmental Protection Agency last year. The number of complaints received by the EPA is down by more than a third since 2021. Its waste license enforcement summary for 2023 also revealed its first successful district court prosecution for the extraction of peat without a license. EPA program manager Patrick Byrne says the majority of inspections are carried out unannounced.
In 2023, we carried out approximately 1,200 inspections of 535 sites. Of those inspections, 91% of them were unannounced. So we literally arrived at the gate of the facility to do an inspection. Our aim is to maintain a similar level of inspection.
The Earth is in a spin over climate change. A new report shows melting polar ice has slightly slowed the Earth's rotation, but the planet is still spinning faster than it used to, and that could affect how we measure time. World timekeepers may have to consider subtracting a second from our clocks in around the year 2029. They say it would have been needed earlier, if the melting ice hadn't slowed down the impact of changes in the Earth's core. And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.